Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for answering the Lord's invitation to come here to celebrate Holy Mass and to give him fitting worship and praise. I also wish to extend a warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the cathedral today, and also extend my greetings to those of you joining us by live stream. Welcome. From time to time, I'm asked a loaded question, where one would seem that no matter what answer I would give would get me into trouble. And that question is this: which football team do I cheer for? Now, we know here in the Upper Peninsula there are some definitely divided loyalties. And so my response usually goes something like this. It's the role of the bishop to bring about unity and heal divisions. And there is a way to unite Packers fans and Lions fans, namely mutual opposition to the Bears and the Vikings. But all kidding aside, there's something really good about sports and taking time either to play sports or to watch sports. Sports can teach us a lot about life. You see, to play well involves a certain amount of discipline and sacrifice and practicing. And similarly, to live our Christian life well entails a certain amount of discipline and sacrifice. And all sports, to play them well, one must keep one's eyes fixed on what the goal is, whether it be carrying the ball across a goal line, shooting a basket through the hoop, sinking a putt into the cup. Whatever it might be, all of the plays that are called, so to speak, are directed towards achieving the goal. And it would be kind of foolish in a way to call plays that you think would not reach the goal at all. In our first reading today, we hear how wisdom is extolled and praised. In wisdom, living wisely means ordering our life by the choices we make, by the actions we do toward our one goal. That's what it means to live wisely, to direct all of our choices, all of our actions toward that one goal. And the wise virgins in the gospel reading today did just that. They made the right choices so that their life was well supplied with oil, that their life could be a beautiful glow of light and goodness at the coming of the bridegroom. And it is for us to do the same. Our goal, after all, is eternal life in heaven. And this is not something that we can achieve by our mere human efforts. We cannot be saved without the grace and merits of Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved without his help. But it is for us, however, by our own free will, to direct our entire life towards that one goal, towards Jesus Christ. And so I'd like to give you a little homework to help us do that. One of the struggles we have is that there can be so many things that come up during the course of a day or come up during the course of a week that just pull us around in all kinds of different directions. Most of us from time to time have that experience. We just feel like we're pulled around from one thing to the next, or this comes up and that comes up, and we just feel that we're pulled around, and we can lose focus in those circumstances of what our true goal is. And so to help us keep sight on what that goal is and direct our actions, direct our choices towards that goal, it's very important for us, first of all, to meditate regularly on heaven, to meditate regularly on eternal life. We are entering now the last weeks of the church year, and the readings that we've heard today and in the next couple weeks really direct us towards this, to keep our eyes fixed on eternal life, the coming of Christ. So in your prayer, regularly spend time just thinking about heaven. What must it be like to be in union with God and to see Him face to face? What must it be like when God has wiped every tear from our eyes? What must it be like when there is no more fear, no more anxiety, no more pain, no more suffering, but peace and rest and joy? What must it be like when we are so united with God and filled with His love that we never feel unwanted, we never feel unloved, we never feel left out, we never feel abandoned, because we are with God always? What must it be like when, among all the saints in heaven, among all who are there, there is no division, and all are united in love of God and love of one another? And we can go on and on and on and just wonder what eternal life would be like. This is the wonderful wedding banquet, the joy of that wedding banquet to which the Lord invites us. It is important to think about this and pray about it regularly, so that we never lose sight of our goal when the circumstances of life might want to pull us in all kinds of different directions. So that's the first part of your homework. In your prayer, regularly incorporate a meditation on heaven. Second, when you have decisions to make, just ask the question, which choice will keep my steps on the path that leads to eternal life? Which choice will help me love God more? Which choice will help me love other people more? Which choice will bring greater glory to God? Whenever we have decisions to make, let's keep our mind on these kinds of questions. Which will help me love God more? Which will help me love other people more? Which will give greater glory and honor to God? If we make choices with this in view, then we are acting wisely in directing our life to God. Third, out of our own human weakness, it is easy to take our eyes off of our goal and pursue actions that take us off the path to everlasting life. These sins that we commit, these wrong turns, need to be recognized so we can get back on the path. And so it is important to examine our conscience every day and make a regular confession. I recommend you about once a month or so. Because if we just don't look at where we've gone off the path, well, one step off the path can lead to another, can lead to another, can lead to another. And then we find ourselves that we've drifted rather far. Life is a wonderful, beautiful game to play. We have one goal, we have one object, the eternal life to which the Lord calls us. Let us live wisely. Let us fill our lamps with the oil by all the choices we make to keep us on that path. That by the grace of God, our lamps may burn brightly with the Lord's goodness. And when he comes, we are brought into the heavenly banquet.